podcast for all life and love forms of Acadia Bay and beyond. I'm your host Martin, as known as It's Me Maxine. One thing up front, as you might hear and notice, is that I have catched a cold and my voice might sound some octaves lower than usual. I'll do my best to make it sound good. In this episode, I will talk with Tobaya about her drawings and of course Life is Strange 2 and much more. She and Johnson Terminal were the reasons I get in touch with Life is Strange 2 again and packed all the open questions I had and themes it opened up concerning this special piece of the Life is Strange universe and its characters into my backpack. You might notice her from the commission I ordered for Nicefield in episode 5 of the podcast, where she made this incredible drawing of Brooke and Warren making an SFM scare Halloween video about Max and Chloe. Due to a request from Tobaya, the answers from her will not be spoken by herself, but rather from Katie, as known as Katie's Gaming. You might recognize her voice of Max in Esbelt's videos and the latest part of the Better Than project. Spoilers up front, Katie will also be my next interview guest. I have to admit that in real life it was the other way around. In the beginning, Katie was my interview guest due to the high praise from Esbel in his interview, and I only recently asked her if she would voice Tobaya, which she luckily agreed. Kudos again to Riley Hawk for letting me use her Life is Strange inspired music for the podcast, and Olya Rue for the original podcast cover. Maybe, only maybe, Riley might be my interview guest in a future episode, but we'll have to wait and see how things work out. And I will commission Olya Rue for an updated version of the podcast cover. Any suggestions are welcome. After the interview, I will rant positively about two videos and two projects I found regarding Life is Strange. One is from Taylor Christensen on YouTube, blowing with a fake reveal trailer that was nicely cutted in line with the music and rearranged audio snippets. And then Life is Strange Part 2 from What's My Name on YouTube with an absolutely incredible swap of Max, Lila, Sean and Chloe, Sean Brody with an unbelievable reused amount of voiceover. And last but not least, an interesting project from John Sukulis showing a playable new part of a self-made minigame called Life is Strange After the Storm. Sorry, John, if I pronounced your name incorrectly. Just one more thing. There's a fan dub project for the Liz comic, which I will link, and maybe I will have a talk with the creators in a future episode. Enough of that, but now to the interview with Tobaya, spoken by Katie's Gaming. Enjoy. So welcome my next interview guest to the podcast. It's Tobaya. I'm so glad I found her on Twitter and her wonderful comics and drawings. On her request, the answers will not be spoken by her. Luckily, my next interview guest, Katie, as known as Katie's Gaming, will do the voiceover for her. I'm so happy that this worked out the way it did. Tobaya, please introduce yourself to the listeners.
I am a college student from France. I'm 20 and I like to be called Tobaya on social medias. I don't have a job and my hobbies are of course drawing, but also dancing and playing video games. And I think that's it.
You mean you would like to have a side job?
A side job would be great, but I don't have time yet. So for now, my commissions help a lot.
Of course, I will start with questions of Life is Strange. How and when you got into the video game franchise Life is Strange?
One of my best friends introduced me to LAS2 when we were on quarantine. The first time I played was on December 2nd of 2020.
What was so special about it for you?
The game itself is a masterpiece. The stories, the characters, the music, the visuals, etc. It also brought me a lot of happiness because of the inspiration I got from it and the fandom.
What was your aha or life-changing moment during the game or afterwards related to Life is Strange?
I think I became a little bit more social and I improved my drawing skills.
Mostly people get into the fandom and community after a while. How and when did you get into the fandom?
One of my best friends introduced me to Life is Strange 2 when we were on quarantine. The first time I played was on December 2nd of 2020.
What do you like the most about the fandom?
People are really supportive.
On what platforms you are usually around to get new input or get involved?
I only use Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr.
What kind of fandom input you like the most and why? Like drawings, cosplay, fanfiction, videos, etc.
Drawings, definitely, because that's what I do. So I also like to see what other people draw.
So we will touch on the subject of fan art, where a lot of fans express themselves. It's surely known you're famous for your drawings and comics. How you got into drawing?
I don't even remember. I've drawn since I was born.
Was there anything new or unexpected you discovered when getting into drawing? And what stuck out the most?
I don't remember, but it was probably the fact that I could put any images I had in mind on a piece of paper.
Are there any limitations or no-goes for you, like specific themes, etc.?
I don't do furries, mecha, or NSFW, but I'm open to anything, and I think I should try some of those one day.
When did you start Life is Strange 2 drawings?
I started to draw LAS2 fan arts as soon as I finished the game.
Andrew at Bok120 asked on Twitter how she developed her unique and awesome art style and if there were any other artists that were inspiring to her.
Oh, I don't know how I developed my style actually. Probably with a lot of practice. But the artists that inspire me the most are Yusuke Murata, Seegers, Takeshi Obata, Edward Kaplan, and Sean Diaz too. So I guess I developed my style with their influences. Also, Furusei is the artist who made me want to improve my skills.
What was your favorite piece and why? And if you don't have one, which was the one with the funniest, coolest story behind it?
I don't have a favorite piece, actually. It's very rare that I'm proud of my work, but I think it'd be the one I did of Sean and Daniel sleeping in their tent. This one is really important to me. Or maybe the one with Rachel and Chloe on the rails. Or recently, I'm starting to like what I'm doing with my The Walking Dead game fan arts. A funny story. Well, I don't know if it's funny, but the drawing I made for the announcement of Life is Strange True Colors with Alex and all the other Life is Strange protagonists is one of my most popular pieces. Even though I made it in 1 hour and was not expecting to get so much attention for it. So I was very surprised, because it was really simple to make compared to what I do in general.
Dream Prism, Alex at P2008T asked on Twitter, what's your favorite character from any game, movie, or series she has not yet drawn?
My favorite character ever is definitely Yoichi Haruma from the manga Ice Shield 21. I've only drawn him 3 times in my entire life because he's so hard to draw, but I really, really like him.
What are your projects and how is it currently going?
I am working on 2 webtoons, and I'd also like to draw fan comics about Lila and one about the ending of the Walking Dead games. Don't know if I'll have the time though. Other than these projects, I'm working on new fan arts like usual.
I have to admit that I think I mostly know you doing commissions and so elaborate fan comic arts for Life is Strange 2. Is there a drawing or comic community also specifically for Life is Strange 2?
I don't think there's a community for fan comics. All fan artists can draw fan comics if they want, but they'll still be considered as fan artists. To find fan comics, I recommend Pinterest. That's what I use to find links.
How long will it take to create approximately a drawing like, e.g., my Warren and Brooke commission you made for Nicefield in episode 5?
Well, it depends on the artist, but I'd say it took me maybe 2 or 3 hours. Then I like to wait at least 24 hours before posting anything so I can have a fresh look at the drawing to see if there's any mistakes or things I can change to make it look better.
Concerning feedback and input from the community, how is the feedback to your drawings, and are there any exceptions?
Sometimes I get negative feedbacks, especially on Instagram and Tumblr. It usually happens when the Life is Strange official account reposts one of my pieces, but I mostly receive a lot of love and support.
How's the commissioning doing?
Doing okay. I actually love taking commissions. It's really fun to draw for someone.
Are there any specific things you do, like listening to music, when drawing or gathering new ideas?
I listen to a lot of music while I draw, or sometimes I watch videos or series. Depends on my mood. Music also helps to find scenario ideas for the comics I make.
How does it feel when you see memes of your drawings or art, and that you are a real institution and have a big fan base?
I have no idea. I'm not there yet, but it must feel awesome. Like, every time someone likes my drawings or leaves a comment, it makes me really happy.
I think it's legit to throw a critical eye on Life is Strange, always keeping in mind when the game was developed, and e.g. with the commercial limitations in mind. What topics are missing or could have been developed more, focusing on Life is Strange 2?
Something I usually notice on the Life is Strange games is that there's always one love interest that gets more content than the other. But concerning Life is Strange 2, I won't say that it really matters, since the game isn't about Sean having a love interest in the first place. Also, Esteban could have been more developed so we can feel more emotionally attached to his relationship with his sons.
Speaking about the hashtag #JusticeForList2, what are your feelings about that? How this game might be underrated or misunderstood?
I think the hashtag is great, but for now it doesn't get enough visibility. It kinda annoys me that people refuse to play Life is Strange 2 because Max and Chloe aren't there. I also think it's really unfair that Life is Strange 2 Colors is getting more attention and content, even though it's not out yet. Anyways, I hope the hashtag will help Life is Strange 2 to gain popularity one day. I think the people who don't understand the game don't want to understand it. I see them like Life is Strange fans who played the game just to be more legit to criticize it after. I don't know if you see what I mean.
I think we can spare the interview. No, just kidding. I just need to read all the 70 answers you gave to Marsh Sean Diaz Protection Squad at Sean's Beanie on Twitter about Life is Strange 2 around June 20th. I will link it in the show notes. How is your nerd and loving factor for Life is Strange 2? And how did it change over time?
I'm still in love with it. It'll definitely stay one of my favorite games, but I'm running out of ideas for fan art, so I need to draw other things too.
Now there's a woman of color with the new Life is Strange 2 Colors. Talking about the new game, people are crazy about your art for Life is Strange 2 Colors, even the official Life is Strange account. You made an awesome art of Alex Chen from the new upcoming game looking through the records in Steph's store. I will link it in the show notes. How does it feel to draw this kind of currently uncharted world and getting the well-deserved fame?
Well, it doesn't feel like much actually. I just like to draw Alex because her design is really cool. And I couldn't be happier that the official Life is Strange account likes and shares my work. I don't know if I deserve it though.
What do you think if some topics related to Alex, being an Asian American woman of color, like racism, will be challenged and how? Like e.g. in Life is Strange 2?
I think it's a really good thing if they talk about the racism towards Asian American people in America, but I don't know enough about this game to say how or if they'll do it. I've only watched the first trailer, so I don't know if anything else is said on the other trailers.
Are there any taboos or red lines in the fandom?
You should never tell a Life is Strange 2 fan that you hate Daniel or Sean.
What do you think, what impact Life is Strange 2 had and will have on the gamers community?
To be honest, I don't think Life is Strange 2 will have any impact on the gamers community in the future. Unfortunately, because it should. Except if Dontnod and or Deck 9 decides to promote the game better, and I hope they will.
What is your guess how games and fan art will be received outside the bubble by society in the future?
I think same as it is now. I never thought about it, actually.
What are your expectations? And what are you looking for the most in Life is Strange True Colors?
I'm hoping for better gameplay, with choices that actually matter. Life is Strange 2 did better than the first one on that side, so I hope Life is Strange True Colors will do an even better job.
And the remastered version of Life is Strange and Before the Storm.
I won't buy them, but I can't wait to see every character remastered.
What do you think is missing for Life is Strange 2, including maybe Captain Spirit?
A Switch version.
What are your future plans and projects?
Like I said, I want to make more fan comics in the future.
What do you say to fans chanting for Life is Strange 2 comic from you?
I really hope I can make it someday because I have ideas for each endings, but I need to find the time, plus I'm not sure if Dontnod will like it.
Are there any other topics you want to focus on in the future?
Well, I'm writing a webtoon about the scare of dying. Not really fun, I know.
So, we are reaching the end of the show. And is there anything you want to say to the community, give advice for potential fans, or anything you want to share?
I love you all. Try not to focus on haters, but more on what you like. Eat well, sleep well, and stay hydrated.
Where can your art be found?
On Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr.
How can you be contacted?
On their respective platform.
Thanks for being my interview partner and giving insight into the fandom of Life is Strange 2 and your view of it. Have a good evening. Bye, Martin.
Thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed doing it.
Now I will talk briefly about the two mentioned videos and two projects I found on the internet. The first is from the YouTube user Taylor Christensen, who made a clickbait title, but I think the video is worth a second look, because for me the snippets, sometimes slightly subtly manipulated, and the music are perfectly orchestrated together, giving it a new funny meaning if you want to. The second one from YouTuber What's My Name is hella underrated, I think, because it must be so much work getting all the audio snippets together in the right order for fitting into the Life is Strange 2 beginning and some other scenes of Life is Strange 2. This swapping of Life is Strange and Life is Strange 2 characters is so cool and the audio is so funny. Also, there are some gimmicks and Easter eggs hidden in the video, making it triple fun. The first project I found is from John Sukulus, called Life is Strange After the Storm. He seems to be coding part mini-levels of a Life is Strange like Espel, but in the Before the Storm universe. This looks hella promising. Can't wait. The last game I found was announced by a user on the Life is Strange fans Discord server, and is a fan-dub project of the Life is Strange comic, which sounds and looks really professional. Hope we will hear from them in the future. I'm in contact with one of the artists, and maybe I will dig some deeper to get more info about this production. This was the end of the news section for this episode. The next time I will interview Katie, who spoke the voice of Tobias today. So stay tuned for the next episode, coming out last Sunday of September, when Life is Strange True Colors will be already released. See you soon in and around Arcadia Bay. Yours truly,